Blog Talk Radio. Yes, sir. We got a harvest type boat like we can crowd it all the way outside.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh's radio top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast top part of the Sabbath day is now on the air. I'll be your host, thy name, your seer, Israel, of the warrior. All right, this top part of the Sabbath day. Remember, the Voices of the True Israelites got six locations. Call for details. If you look in 70 miles, we'll tell you. You need to call the international line and say something on it. 224-600-5579. We like to be prepared to answer right away, but not at this time. To some more that's qualified, step up to the plate. Let's take care of your father's business. This thing is all about your father's business. Get in where you've been in. Whether you think of you all right in, that's what they. The ministry needs you. All right. Top out of Saturday, all locations open. So if you're within 7 miles of any of the six locations, then you will be getting in there and sit down and spread your paper and pen out. Big ears, little mouth, because one thing about it, Steve Ray, your salvation is on the line. And the only one can get salvation for you is you. We can tell you all of what he's saying, give you all the breakdowns, prophecy, everything, but it's up to you to step up to the plate. And whatever the Almighty put on you to do, do it with all your might. All right, good enough, so we're going to get something going on top part of the Sabbath day. And remember, we got a lot of calls out of Europe, a lot of calls, you know, in that area of Great Britain and stuff like that. And we want to touch on Black History Month, you know, to really give you a clear idea. You know, this Black History Month, the 400 years, you know, slave trade start from 1619 up to the present. We've done our 400 years in there. If you're Black, you're African. See, that don't work no more. And, you know, like one of the big truths is say, everything is at your exposure now, where you go to your telephone and look up some things, you got to know what to look up. And we're going to try to show you what to look up. But you understand something. That is a insult to you to be called Black, African American, Hebrew, Hebrew Israelite. That's not biblical. All of it is titles to keep you away from the true identity of yourself and to trace yourself back to the present as we were dealing with last night. We want to finish a little bit of more of what we were dealing with last night, but it's very important because we see we in bad shape. And what messes up is the leaders that stand before us, the preachers. They are messing up. And we're going to show you soundly that, you know, some do it because they just going to just follow Christianity. Some do it because they just do it. But what we're going to do is we'll expose everything according to as it's written with the White Spirit. We're not doing nothing based upon exalting ourselves or any other ministry. We know the time is right for those that's going to stand up to be accountable. So we'll read a little bit of that. Right now, you can see a little great mother Eden is on stage right now. Young lions fly, jump up, y'all fly, move around. So we're going to see them behind Mother Eden. And see if we get her on stage for top part of the valley and get on stage, and we'll go from there. So Mother Eden, tribe of y'all God, Judah. Y'all fly, be there, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother. And that's what it's all about. And we know Sister B, S, J, Israel. She said, I ain't ready yet, but I'm getting ready. I got to get all this years of bad teaching out of me, because I want to holler in that microphone with the right spirit, and that's what it's all about. It's all about hollering that microphone. You got to have the right spirit. You got to want to do this. Not because of how much you have learned in the world. If you want to do this, let me pull a verse up before we get up to Luke 12, Mother. And 3:34 of St. John, Mother. See, if you want to do this, let me show you what he got written in his book. St. John 3:34, what's that, Mother? He's going to get up to Luke 12:12 with your mind. He'd be in place in a minute, so. But in 3:34, can you help me out there, Mother Eve? What does St. John 3, verse number 34 say? 3:34.
What does it say there, Mother? Okay. St. John chapter 3, verse 34. But he whom Yahweh has sent, speak the word of Yahweh. For Yahweh give not to
So you say it again, that Mother. Can you break that down? What you just got to be reading, Mother? Because another one of the mothers came inside the temple camp one, so, and she did distract me. Okay, you go and break down what you just got to be reading.
Okay. It says, who Yahweh has sent, speak it the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh give this not the, the wisdom of Yahweh give not the spirit by measure unto them, to him.
What he doing in that 334?
What's that mean? Just
go ahead, I'll paraphrase on it. What's that mean?
Okay, now would you repeat that again?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Oh. Okay, I said,
What did he say?
He said, for who Yahweh sent, speaketh the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh give the spirit by measure unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what that mean? That means the one that Yahweh sent. They got to speak the words of Yahweh. So if you send by your commission, what the Bible is what the Bible is saying. You will not be parroting anything. Because if Yahweh sent you, he'll give you that word without measure. That means he'll pull it on you. He'll pull his word on you, whether you've been having 738, Mother. St. John 738, you know, get the young line, just Luke 12:12. You have a 738. Once he put his word on you, this is what you have, and this is what we got to see as the person ready. This is what they have on Mother, 738 of St. John.
Okay.
This is the requirement. Yes, ma'am. St. John 7:38.
Okay, St. John chapter 7, verse 38. What manner of faith is this that he said, he shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, yet he shall not come?
Hold on,
Mother.
Hold on that,
Mother.
Look, be your captain, St. John 7:38. Okay, be your captain. St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. Okay, read chapter
7. St. John, chapter 7. I'll read
38.
What did that say? St. John, chapter 7, verse 38. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Oh. So otherwise, it'll come out your belly. See, out of your belly will flow living water. That word will come out your belly. I mean, that water, that word will come out, it'll come from the inside out. It'll come from the inside out. Young Lion, Bible, Camp 1, Bo Makai, Israel, Yahweh, Peter, Senior Ray.
Yahweh, bless you there, Israel. Oh, Senior Ray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mother D of Israel. I'm at Camp 1. Mother D of Israel. Y'all will be there. See you ready.
And y'all bless you,
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Y'all mind to get something going on in the top part of the Saturday.
Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And we got to believe that. One thing about it, we got to believe that the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And when you line up with him, he will pull his spirit of his word out on you as living water. That's how it'll come out to you. Let your spirit be right. Not how educated you are. It's how your demeanor in God will be. So, we understand all that good stuff. So we want to go back and take another look. We left a couple of things off the table last night, that young man. And I want to go back to make sure we're clear about something that we need to make sure we're clear about. I want to look at something. And I want to go back to 1 Kings there. Young man, Bob Micaiah. I want to go back to 1 Kings chapter 4. Verse 20, and skip down to verse 29. Talk about the seventh day. Remember one thing, we gonna get in with like everybody else in on the Black History Month. But understand one thing, we've been cheated. Once you find out that you've been cheated and understand it, and it's time for you to pull that pastor or any of that leadership that you got around you and say, listen, You're not teaching us right. Well, why do you say that? Because you're not teaching us right. What we hear and coming out of the 6th morning council and the scripture are always on the table, you don't do that. You talk a good game. You don't read a good game. You know, when are you going to read a good game? Because remember one thing. So keep one thing in mind. Hey, Mother Eve. What do it say in 4 verse 11 of the book of Peter? 1 Peter 4:11.
First Peter.
Chapter 4, verse 11.
Some reason I ain't seeing too good.
Don't be messing with that
block. The book of
1 Peter 4:11.
1 Peter 4:11.
First Peter 4:11.
Mm-hmm.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. What's that saying?
Okay. First Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11. Okay. First Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As every man has received the gift, even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace covenant of Yahweh. Verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the articles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahweh gives, that Yahweh in all things may be glorified through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what it's all about. Whoever stands before you, make sure they got a brace on the table. They got a brace on the table, remember. They got the Almighty in the program. Because if you're going to minister, you got to have a brace on the table. So if you got no brace on the table, you ain't doing right. So now, case in point, now if you already know this, they used to say, yeah, my pastor has taught me right. My OC has taught me right. If you know this already, they're going to find out right now. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 20, and skip down to 29, we'll read what they say. Now, you already know this already? That means one thing. Your pastor has taught you well. And if he has taught you this right here, then pat him on the back for me. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 20, skip down to verse 29. A mother. Have me Second Chronicles chapter 8, and we'll pick up around by verse 17. Let's see what got there, young man. First Kings chapter 4, verse 20, and get down to verse 29.
All right, going over to the book of First Kings chapter 4. We're going to read verse 20, then we skip it down to verse 29. The book of First Kings chapter 4, verse 20, read. Y'all not Judah. And Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry.
Good. All that's wrong with them. So we find out they are many. And now Mother of Israel, live inside of Camp 1. Now where is all this going? Where is Judah and Israel at, as we speak, according to 11 and 12? In the book of Isaiah. See, that's why you got to preach up your Bible. He'll give it to you that very same hour. So we find out that Judah, southern kingdom, is many. Northern kingdom, upon the Ephraim, is many. Now, where are they at? Mother, live in temple, or Camp 1, going to tell you where they at. In Isaiah 11, 11, and 12. That's Mother, tell you where they at.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from your Assyria.
From Assyria.
From Egypt.
They need you too.
And from Petro.
Yes.
And from Kush.
And they always eat you up here too.
And from Elam.
And from Elam, yeah, they over in the Eastern world too, correct?
And from China.
Mm-hmm.
And from
Hamath.
And from the Isles of the Sea.
And then the Isles of the Sea. They all cross a lot of islands. And go ahead, next verse.
Verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign.
Now, an ensign is for the believers. He's going to set up an end time. He's going to, if some leaders going to show up and start pointing some things out to you to check out. You can put the end time. Go ahead.
For the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel.
And their job is to assemble the outcasts of Israel. Go ahead.
And gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So the dispersed of Judah will be in Babylon. Four corners of the earth. See, now, according to the seer, Judah will be in the four corners of the earth. The four corners. So, well, north, east, south, west. That would mean the four corners. North, you're going to find Judah in the north, you're going to find it in the south, you're going to find it in the east, you're going to find it in the west. Judah will cover all of them bases. So we both be able to find Judah in the four corners of the earth. Good. So now, it is right there. So Judah will be in the four corners of the earth. Now, okay, good. So now we're coming back to 1 Kings chapter 4. That understanding, Judah will be in four corners of the earth. The tribe of Judah. If you want to find our way at the day, I don't care what corner you go on the face of the earth. According to scripture, Judah is there. Now, good. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29, when it says in your line.
1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 reads, and Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of mind, even as the sand that is on the seashore.
Good. Oh, that's one right there. So we found out that Solomon was given wisdom, a lot of wisdom. Mother D of Israel. Let's talk about it in 1 Kings 2:1. Who is Solomon? Who is Solomon? 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Read down to get our point. Who is Solomon?
1 Kings 2:1. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son.
Wait a minute. Who is Solomon?
David's son.
David's son. See, now that's the game changer right there. We if you hear of ministry that breaks down what's going on in his Bible, if anything jump off wrong, you catch it. So now we know who Solomon is. Solomon is who?
David's son.
And whose son is David? That we know. You got to read that. Remember, we ain't got to find ourselves nowhere. We want to read that by going to Luke chapter 4 that moment. See, we're going to read this. See, remember, we come to broadcast to one thing, edify. We come to edify. If you want to know the truth of the matter, we're going to show it to you, spirit led through Yahweh. We're going to Ruth chapter 4, read the last two verses, Moses. We're going to find out exactly. See, we're going to have a picture on everybody. See, when you have a picture on everybody, and when you see what's going on in Great Britain today, that happened in 1906, 1907, when all the areas in that area became one up on the Great Britain. And that's in 1906, 1907. But wait a minute. Understand one thing. Everything is done by the bloodline of the peoples. You will sit on these thrones must be bloodline to it. You know, in 1776, you ain't got all kind of things over here called election for the presidents, kings, and queens. But that's only here. Everything else is bloodline. So now, you will be a tail. Somebody is there through bloodline, a tail. So now, what we read, we're going to find out who David's dad is. Chapter 4, the last two verses there. I'm sorry, young line, pick it up. You pick it up. Come on, young line.
Book of Ruth, chapter 4, picking up at verse 21 and verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
The Book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 21 reads, and Solomon begat, and Solomon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, 22, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David.
There you go right there. See now that. That's good stuff right there. See, now that's good stuff. So my little picture we got. We got Solomon on the table, we got David on the table, and we also got Jesse on the table. Now, what I want to know, who is their first? Who is their daybob? Who is their, otherwise I use the word called, for edifying the nation, who is their grandfather? Which one is their grandfather? That we can read in Ruth chapter 4. Who is their grandfather? All the names that we just got to read, who is their grandfather? And we're going to see if we find out by reading verse 12. Now, who is their grandfather? Now, see, here's the point. The reason why we're doing this, because when we give to this public in the lesson, I want you to be clear that you can catch something right away. And if your pastor can't catch it, you tell him, listen, I'm going to pay you your tithes, Greenville office, donation. But can you please learn from the voice of the human life if I can get my salvation? Because I want to stay or bother you with your bad teaching self. But can you believe do the right thing for salvation? Because what you're teaching us on Black History Month, totally wrong. You know, totally wrong. We like to call this minister out because they told us here, fear, this, I'm going to send you a message on the answer sheet. Listen to it. This pastor is dynamic. He's teaching on Black History Month. Fear? I say dynamic? Yeah. He got 5,000 members. I said, yeah. I swear to God, he's teaching that we are the Black folks. We are the African Americans. Uh-huh. And we've been over here for 400 years. Uh-huh. Have he teaching you? And he's a dynamic teacher, huh? Hold that thought, mother. He kept those there out of Jeremiah 25. When we said that something, you know, what came to me, said, yeah, I said my young son said, now, I want you now put some Jeremiah 25 on the table. Okay. What Jeremiah 25 saying? Now, they tell me how great this pastor got 5,000 members. They said he got a ministry and they keep funding. Okay. Uh-huh. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Since he's a dynamic teacher, I'm going to show you some things that he's leaving out. And you tell me how dynamic he is when we investigate him. Jeremiah 25, pick up verse 34, I'm at 39, 38, mother. Jeremiah 25, 34 to 38.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 34 to 38.
Yes.
Verse 34.
Uh-huh.
How you shepherd and cry and wallow yourself in the ash, you principal of the flock.
Now the principal of the flock is the deacon, the one that brings along. The principal of the flock is the deacon. The shepherd is the head man, the big pitcher, the big overseer. So he said, how are you shepherd and cry and wallow yourself in the ashes, you principal of the flock. Go ahead and read.
For the day of your slaughter and of your disposition are accomplished.
He said, the day of your slaughter and the day of your dispersion are accomplished. Otherwise, you finish. He said, otherwise, you is, hold that point. You know, lying. Look at Daniel. Let's see what he's saying. See, we're going to preach that what he's saying. You're going to preach up what he's saying. You're going to find out what he's saying in the book of Daniel. Now, he's saying something in the book of Daniel, there, you know what I mean? And let's see, what is he saying in the book of Daniel? He said, we want to preach up that and see what is he saying in the book of Daniel. Daniel will tell us exactly what he's saying there, you know what I mean? And, what is he saying in Daniel chapter 5? And take up verse number 25.
All right, we're going over to the book of Daniel, chapter 5. You pick it up at verse number 25.
You know what?
The book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 25 reads.
What?
And this is the right that was written. Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. 26. This is the interpretation of the saying. Many, Yahweh has numbered your kingdom and finished.
And know what?
Finished.
He said, your time has been accomplished. Otherwise, these Christian pastors are what?
Finished.
They finished. That bad teaching, they are finished. And you can hear some good high horse teaching, spirit led by Yahweh. All that bad teaching is over with. If you will remain following all that bad teaching, you continue on. But Yahweh, for that bad teaching, have been numbered and bound one, it is finished. That's what he said. That's what he said. And that's the precept of it. Come on back, brother. So that bad teaching you're doing on the February month, tonight for Black History Month, that teaching is over with. It is finished by voices.
The true Israelite.
Come on, mother.
Okay. Hey, I'm back.
Put the microphone on the most.
Jeremiah 5, verse 34.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Jeremiah
5, verse
34. And you shall fall like a pleasant vessel.
You will fall like a pleasant vessel, like somebody bumped into a flower pot and hit the concrete. That's like you gonna fall.
35.
Right.
And the shepherd shall have no way to flee.
And you pastors are gonna have no way to flee.
Nor the principal of the flock.
And you deacons that prop up that bad teaching, they go make it your business. Call the Sixth Monarch Council and tell them about, don't you want to join this dynamic preacher teaching Black History Month? I said, yeah, well, who is that? I said, yeah. If anybody gets out teaching Sixth Monarch Council, yeah, what's their name? Yeah, I'll join them. Because all of them are going to get in the kingdom. If they got the courage, what council are you talking about? And so he must be using a whole lot of bunch of YHWH and all that good stuff. Oh, no, he's Lord God Jesus and Black African American, Black Lives Matter. I said, man, I check him out. And he's
okay. Principal of the flock to escape. Verse 36. A voice of the cry of the pastor and howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for Yahweh has spoiled their pasture.
He will spoil all the good old kissing and loving. Everybody's kidding and grinning. Everybody's happy. All that stuff will come to nothing. He has spoiled all that good stuff. Go ahead, read.
37.
Right.
And the peaceable inhabitation.
Peaceful. All that was a loving servant. That's what he just got to teach him. I said, what did you learn from the Bible? If you tell me what you learned from the Bible, that's how you determine if it's a loving servant. But even if I pull a pistol out, you couldn't tell me nothing that you learned from the Bible. You learned a smooth, a good, smooth saying service about who you're not. Go ahead and read.
Are cut down because of the fierce anger of Yahuwah.
And Yahuwah is very angry with the pastors, the shepherds, the bishops. He's very angry at you. Go ahead.
38.
Right.
He has forsaken his convert.
It's cold. He applies the Almighty. He's ready to come down. Yeah,
as the lion for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppression, and because of his fierce anger.
He is very mad at leadership. Yeah. Christian leadership, he's very angry with you. Because you haven't taught the people nothing. You don't have them prepared for the day of the battle of Yahuwah. Matter of fact, Mother E, let's read what it is about that. In the 34th chapter, Mother, of Ezekiel, see, you don't have the people prepared. They're not prepared because they're all over the place. And we're going to go and take a look at the main on the way along the front of things. Look what it says in verse number 1, 7, and 8. Hey, Mother E, Ezekiel 34, verse 1, 7, and 8. What does it say?
Book Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 1, 7, and 8. Verse 1. And the word of the Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 7, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Yahuwah. Verse 8, as I live, said the Yahuwah, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock.
Yeah, Mom. You don't get them because they don't fed themselves, but they haven't fed my flock. My flock. If you think this is February month, if you think you are African American Negro Hebrew, you just as far out of it as you can get. Now that was the precept that month in 13th chapter of Ezekiel 1 down to verse 4. Remember, you can talk a lot of good talk if you got a virtual table. See, you make them talk after they put a virtual table. See, I tell you what to do. Next time you go to your next pastor's meeting, tell him, before you talk, put a verse on the table, then talk. Let's see how far they'll get. Let's see how they, because they put a verse on the table, we want to hear them expound on that verse. 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, bring it. Then see if I'm expound on a little bit. Ezekiel 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's Mother
here? You want me to read that?
Yes, ma'am. Mother, read that. 13 chapter 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. Verse 1. And the word of the Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel. Yes,
prophesy against whom? Prophets, the shepherds, the pastors, the overseers. He said, prophesy against them. Come on,
Okay. Verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against the pastors, the overseer of Israel, that prophesy and say thus unto them that prophesy out of their own mind. Hear ye the words of the Yahweh. Verse 3. Thus said the Yahweh, woe unto the foolish seers, preachers, and teachers.
Foolish mothers, foolish pastors, the foolish bishops, the foolish shepherds. Woe unto him. Come on, read.
Thus said the Yahweh, woe unto the bishops, the pastors, the shepherds, that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Verse 4. O Israel, their preachers are like the fox in the desert.
Mm-hmm. He said, what about, they like the foxes and the devil. You know, a fox is quick. When the hunters get their hound dog, the devil, they go out to look for a fox. The fox is so slick, he'll circle right around it and be in the tree watching it going out. That's how slick the fox is. They go out looking for a fox, and fox will go back around and hit the tree on it. Yeah. Yeah, that's how slick these Christian pastors is. Brethren.
Verse 5, ye have not gone up into the gap, neither made up the hedges of the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Yahweh. Verse 6.
You said, that's it. That's right there. He said, you do not have the people's bad. Because if you still teach them about African American, Negro, and color, and Black Lives Matter, and use the powerful weapon of understanding, you out of war. So they're not prepared, but voices of the true Israelites are still prepared. They're going to show you how to break down the true meaning of Black History Month and what the word Black means. Matter of fact, Mother D.F. Israel told us what the word Black means anyway by going to Song of Solomon 1 verse 5. So when you call the people Black, why don't you read the definition, the Bible definition of Black by going to Wisdom of Solomon 1 verse 5. Let's read the Bible definitions of the word Black. Mother King of Israel, 1 verse 5. The Bible definitions of the word Black.
Okay.
Wisdom means Psalms of Solomon.
Yeah.
1 verse 5. This is going to find out the Bible definition of the word Black. Let the Bible tell us what is the biblical definition of the word Black.
Verse 5. The Song of Solomon.
Yes.
Chapter 1, verse 5.
Yes.
I am Black.
I am Black.
But comely.
Comely means beautiful. So when you say the word Black, put the definition with it. Black and beautiful. So when you Black, you are beautiful. Solomon said, that's David's boy. That's Jesse's grandson. That's Perez's grandson. Saying, I'm Black and beautiful. That's Perez. That's Zora's brother. He, that's Zora's brother. Now you got to break that thing down. So Perez and Dora is brothers. They twin brothers from Gemini in the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis. So wherever you migrate to, you cannot change your skin. So if Perez and Dora was black and beautiful then, what are they today? You cannot change your skin. It talks about that in the book of Ezekiel, Mother Eve. No, that's Jeremiah. That's Jeremiah 23. It talks about these things. Let me out there, young man. It talks about it in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 13:23.
What do we say there, young man? Jeremiah 13:23. That's what I like.
Jeremiah 10:13:23
read.
Can the Ethiopian change his skin?
Can the Ethiopian change his skin?
Or the leper his spot?
So if an Ethiopian cannot change his skin, and a leper can't change their spot, if you dig up a leper today, 5,000 years ago, it looked like the same one in Brooklyn, but an Ethiopian that only means talk about a skin texture for Kush. Bird-faced peoples. That's all that means. Ethiopia is only talking about a skin color. Bird-faced. And as a matter of fact, the children of Israel were compared to somebody young man in 9 verse 7. They were compared, and the word Ethiopia does not mean a race of people. It means a color of a skin of a people. That would Ethiopians mean, a skin tone. So the Almighty left a statement, but you can look today and see who do the ancient Israelites look like today by looking at yesterday. Amos 9 verse 7. Young man, bring it out.
Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse number 7.
Listen to this.
Verse chapter 3.
What?
Amos chapter 9, verse number 7, verse 7 read. Are you not as children of Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Said the Yahweh, have I not brought you up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Tyre?
Good. But the point we want to know is, who do you compare the 12 tribes of Israel to?
Ethiopians.
So Ethiopians means Cushites. That is a pagan name, but it means a people that is bird-faced. Son, I took a hold to them and just cooked them real good. That was the children of Israel look like. So if they had bird-faced and then many shaved the crown then, how do they look today? Anyway. Now you can hear about the black history. So the children of Israel compared to the Ethiopian burnt-faced peoples. And we found out that Solomon said, I'm black and beautiful. So when you use the word black, don't forget to put in beautiful. Black and beautiful. That's David's boy. That's Jesse's boy. That's Perez's boy. That's Judah's boy. That's Jacob's boy that changed to Israel. See that? All of them blending together. All of them one complexion. And Judah, according to the Bible, his father is Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, mother. He is Israel. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah 14, verse 2, what they look like. 14 verse 2, we'll get back to something, and we're going to see if you're up on your A-game when you get to what we're trying to get to, but land the foundation. Spirit led through Yahweh. So, Judah, in 14 verse 2, Jeremiah will tell you about Judah. Go ahead.
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 2. Judah mourned, and the gates thereof languished. They are black.
And?
unto the
black. And they black and what? We just got to read. We just got to read. So we rest our plan in. They are black and beautiful to the ground. They said, hey, in there. You can go back here from my first five. Yeah, it's in there. They black and beautiful. Judah is black and beautiful according to Solomon. David's boy. Jesse's boy. Perez boy. But Perez got a twin called Thora. That's his twin. Keep that in your mind. I'm going somewhere with this. Now, to come back to that 429. Now, I'm going somewhere with this point. Remember, Solomon said he's black and beautiful. Now, Solomon going to talk about some things in verse 29. First Kings 429. This is what he said.
Going back over to the book of First Kings. Chapter 4, picking it back up at verse number 29 reads, and Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceedingly much, and largeness of mind, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Verse 30, and Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt.
All the wisdom of who?
Of Egypt.
So he was smarter than the children of Egypt. That's the children of Ham. That's the one that's called, that you nickname them African people. The children of Ham. So Solomon is smarter than the children of what's called Egyptology. So here's by the way, Egyptology. Solomon is smarter than them. Go ahead.
All right. Verse number 31. For he was wiser than all men.
He was Solomon, black and beautiful. He is wiser than all men. This is David's boy, Gregory.
Then Ethan. The Ezraite.
And Heman.
And Karko.
And Darda. Hold that plus.
Right.
So these twins twin boys look just like each other. Now, these twin boys, Sorrow, now it's time for him to make him some babies. Let's listen to him, make him some babies. In verse number 6.
All right. The book
of 5. Read 5.
Right, the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, the sons of Pharaoh, Hezron, and Hamul.
Good. So now we got Perez, Junior's boy, on the table. Now he got another song called Zora on the table. Now, it's Zora's turn. It's time to talk about his offspring. Come on.
All right. First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 6 reads, and the sons of Zora, Zimri, and Ethan,
yes,
and Heman, and Karkol,
and Dara. So when we go in the fourth chapter, verse 29 and 30, we read about Karkol and Dara, right?
That's right.
So who was these two Ethan? So who was these two sons father?
Zora.
Who is Zora's brother?
Perez.
Hallelujah.
Who is Zora and Perez's father?
Judah.
Hallelujah.
Who is Judah's father?
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Who is Israel's father?
Isaac.
Hallelujah.
Who is Isaac's father?
Abraham.
And who is their first father? Shem. 10:22. Now you just ran the whole bloodline all the way up to Shem, the three sons of Noah. Now that's how you find out about Black History Month. Now you know who everybody looks like. Everybody come out of the descendants of Shem, they are black folks, so we found out that Judah is black. And we know black can produce all colors. But pale red can't produce nothing but another pale red color. That's it. So we clear. So Charcoal and Dada, they are Zora's kids. Now we clear about that, right? All right. Now let's since we clear about that, now let's go into some history there. Never mind. We're going into some history called the Negro Question Part 4, the missing link. I want to go to the Negro Question Volume 6. Now, just tell your pastor to order himself 7 volumes of the Negro Question by Lynn Cummings. The 7 books. The Negro Question about the newcomers. So we're going to go in here and we're going to read a little bit about this. And what we're going to do, we want to go, now with all the names caught in here, wherever your dad is, that's who you is. Now you got the two names, probably you wrote the two names down to the side. Hopefully you did. Charcoal and Dollar. Now, you're going to find out some about these by going to page 24. And we will let the other nations, you know, your three little boys, your three voices of the Jewish life. Let's see what the other nations said. If women said professors. Let's see what the professors say. All of them, they was writing, these is white eyes, writing to white eyes. It was never to get to you, Christians. Not this part. Peter at the top. When you see his face there, number on page 24. You see his face, right? On page 24?
Yeah.
So you see his face. Now you know that face is the sentence of Esau is tiny from us. Right. Let's read about what kind of title he got for himself.
Okay.
What is his title?
Called a professor.
Amen. Right.
Went
Mitchell Alexander.
When was he around?
1815 to 1900.
Born in 1815 to 1900. Let's talk about what makes, what is it about him?
All right. These short black men.
Now, our
remote ancestors.
Uh-huh. So you see, he's talking our remote ancestors from that picture. I still got the picture. So he's talking to white eyes. Mm-hmm. He's talking to white eyes about this right here. Because he's talking about, but y'all in the prepared for this now. Now, I don't know how long you'll keep this host up, but I want you to be prepared for it. The white eyes. What he's been making.
These short black men came from Atlantis, Northern Africa, and they overran Europe. They were known as the Britons.
Oh, they were known as the who?
The Britons.
They were, so otherwise they were cat named and they were called the Britons. And so they were known as the Britons. So now, when you talk about Great Britain and Britain, remember, the ancient Britons.
Professor Alexander said they came from Africa and this fits the physical description given by Professor Boyd Dawkins on page 3.
Oh, okay, good. So he said this is what he's talking about. Fits the description. He's talking to white eyes about the people called Britons. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're called Great Britain. You know, over there in Liverpool, that big old shipment that took you from Britain. They took you from that Liverpool dock port and shipped you all the way over to America. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying about that slave trade? That was the largest slave trade in the world that came out of Britain. And then we found out some other. Did your picture tell you about this? Read.
Okay, the white European mastered the black founders of Europe and America.
You know what?
Massacre.
They otherwise the white jumped the black. You see that? The white Europeans jumped the black Europeans. So you mean, so when you say Europeans, you got these opinions. Which one are you talking about? Because you got black first, then you got somebody taking the name of Europeans. So when they say, I'm a European, so wait a minute, when? When did you come a European after you massacre the black Europeans? Now, this is white eyes talking. Where's the white eyes sitting?
Okay. Massacre the black founders of Europe and America during their civil wars. And the ones that remained alive, the seed of the black founders, were deported into the Americas.
Wait a minute. Stay with it. Where'd they go?
Were deported into the Americas.
You were deported into America. Now, come on. Why you don't talk about this? What you mean if you black, you African? He's not African. They were deported to America from Europe, from Liverpool, that great big slave port. They were round up, put on ships, and shipped to America. Why you don't talk about that? Huh? Keep reading.
All right. The seed of the black founders were deported to America.
The seed of the who?
Of the black founders.
The black founders. The Britons. They is the black founders of Europe. And they take no from Japan people. Now, hold that point. Let's see if we get some of the children over there. Now give me what I want, mother. Give me that second Chronicles chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Second Chronicles chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Again, help me 9:21, wait a minute. So, so now we want to find out women. We want to get them over there. We want to get them over there now. We just wing your feet a little bit. Let you know. You tell your pastor, listen, you jumping out there teaching about some black history, and you ain't telling half of the story. What about the black that was over there was called Britons in Europe? The white professor is telling about it in what book are we reading it out of? We're reading out of the Negro Question, Part 6. It will take you a lot of things in there. We're going to show you how you teach black and beautiful history of the children of the book. What are we reading, Mother? Come on. 2 Chronicles 8:17-18. What I want to do is get them going in that direction. What are we reading?
2 Chronicles 8:17-18. Verse 17.
Well, I tell you what. Hold that pump for a minute, Mother. Just let the young lion grab that one. Back up to 1 Kings 9. 1 Kings 9. We want to walk this down. We got plenty of time to walk this down. So when you lay this foundation now, you got to look your pastor eyeball to eyeball and say, shame on you, pastor. All this money my mother, my auntie been giving you, and you ain't told us nothing. And you a dynamic teacher? And you ain't told about none of this? 1 Kings 9:17-19, Mother, D.F. Israel. Looking good.
Can you repeat that again?
1 Kings 9:17-19, Mother, D.F. Israel, live in the temple one. And we take care of business, Israel's business, on black and beautiful. Yeah. So all the nation know about once upon a time ago, some of them that read things back in the day, but you never read the one that one on time ago. Solomon had all that bond service, all the nations. Now what about that now? That can make it happen. Oh, David's boy. Go ahead and read.
All right. Verse 22. But of the children of Israel, did not...
Read
17 through 19, and we get down 26 through 28. All right. 26. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in
Edon-Geber. Now, Solomon made a navy of ships. You know what a navy is? Army, navy. They call it Air Force and Marine. A navy. Solomon had a navy of ships. An army, navy. He had a navy of ships. Go ahead and read.
All right. Verse 27. Finish up at 26, which is beside Elah on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Esau, and it's by itself. 27. And Haran sits in the navy, his servant, shipman that had knowledge of the sea with the servants of Solomon.
Uh-huh. Now look what he said. Solomon had a navy of ships, and he hung out with those that had knowledge of the whole sea land. So Solomon had a navy of ships. When this dignitary from the center of the land, you know, he was already traveling, and Solomon had his man to follow him in ships and then take over from him. King Solomon would take over land. So they used to travel everywhere. David's boy in ships. Go ahead and read.
28. And they came to Ophir and fetched from there gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon.
So they was able to go to Ophir, and you got two Ophirs. You got one that's what's now called in Haiti. Where the gold is at. So Solomon in 1000 B.C. used to come over in America. It wasn't called America either. It was the Western world of Shem, and get gold to build the temple. It's taking him a little time to do that, and we'll read that in Monday night lesson, how much time it takes for him to go and come from Judah to the west coast of the land of Shem, what we call today America, to get some gold. So Solomon, you know, David's boy, the Israelites, used to come over here in 1000 B.C. David was king in 1000 B.C., and 40 years after that, Solomon was king. So around 1000 B.C., Solomon had a ship of navies, and they came to the west, to the western world of Shem, what we call now America, to get gold to build the temple. In 1000 B.C., we was over here folding. They called it with a guy named Mosavisa. They called that guy named. Solomon was over here in 1000 B.C. You see, he got the richest man in the world, but he was Islam, but he was an Israelite up on the Israelite mindset. But you got the children of Israel coming into the Western world of Shem in 1000 B.C. on record out of your Bible, because David was the second king of Israel. In 1000 B.C., David ruled for 40 years and turned over to Solomon. So around 1000 B.C., Solomon Solomon had a ship, the navy, and he was coming to America at 1000 B.C. Now, is y'all ready to get in order yet? Where you at now?
That's the end of that chapter.
Now, go to 2 Chronicles 8, verse 17 and 18. So we're going to walk this down, because sooner or later, you got to go stand it for your pastor. Just look at it. Don't say nothing to it. Look at it. Let me say, why do you look at me like that for? Nah, nah, nah. All this money my auntie been giving you, all this money my mother, my brother been giving you, you ain't taught us yet. You got us being African-American Negroes coming out in 1619. He was over here in 1000 B.C. David born came to America around 1000 B.C. Huh? Why not do it? Why are you going to teach us this, Pastor? 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Listen good.
Well, 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 17 and verse number 18.
Listen good.
Verse 17, read.
What?
Then we saw into Ezekiah, Jabbar, and to Elah at the seaside in the land of Esau, his five sons. Verse 18. And Huram sent him by the hands of his servants, ships and servants that had knowledge of the sea. They went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and took their 450 talents of gold and brought them to King Solomon.
Uh-huh. All right, Kyrie. That's it. So, what you got again?
That was 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 17 and verse 18.
2 Chronicles chapter 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, let me take a look at that. I see my grandbaby came in, and she got me all happy. I lost my patience up. Let me see. What you got?
2 Chronicles chapter 8. Verse 17 and verse 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. I'm missing something. Let's see. Okay, good. I know I'm missing something. I guess I'm happy to see my grandbaby. She said, I want some microphones too. Give me some microphones. I want to holler on that microphone. That's what it's all about. Got to get them grandbabies ready to holler on that microphone, but the right way. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 21. 9, verse 21.
Okay. We're going over to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 9. We're going to pick it up at verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
21, read.
Mm-hmm.
For the king's ships went to Tarshish.
The king's ships went to Tarshish.
With the servants of who ran?
Yeah.
Every 3 years, once came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and peacock.
So they went to Tarshish, and they brought back things every 3 years from Tarshish. Now, what that supposed to mean? Do you know what Tarshish is today?
Mm-hmm.
That thing. So there was only in Europe. In 1000 B.C., the children of Israel was over there in Europe, up on the Solomon with his navies of ships. In 1000 B.C., they was over there in Europe in Tarshish. Tarshish is the name of the sentence of Japhetic people. So that'll get off in there. But what they did, they removed his name because he got a geographic name that taken to the Japhetic people. And they put the word called Spain in there. And then they put another word in there called Spain and Portugal. And all that was now, they call it Liberia. And Liberia was called Hebrew. And Hebrew was called evil. Because you name all the land, what kind of way, mother? See, we know when you own something, mother, in 49 verse 11, when you make a name of a land, how are you supposed to do it according to the Bible? So when you call that area, which was Liberia, Hebrew or Ebro, which is probably that section was for Ebro, Shem's grandson. But then you come out with the names called Portugal and Spain. Portugal and Spain is a watered-down word form from names. We're going to deal with one, just one name right now. We'll deal with a name called Spain. What you read there, young man? What you read?
Chapter 49, verse number 11.
What you read?
Verse 11 read.
What?
That inward thought is that their house shall continue forever.
Yes.
And their dwelling place to all generations.
Uh-huh.
They call their land after their own name.
When you come into a land, you put your name down on the land, like you put on your mailbox, like you put on your door. All the nails that come to you gotta have your name on it when you get there. So when they put the name Spain and Portugal in there for Liberia, split it up, which is Hebrew, which is Hebrew, split it up, you move the ancient landmark, because wherever you migrate to, you take your color and your name and your culture and your nationality. But if you let them call you names that the Bible don't support, shame on you, pastors, that look red to people that is the children of Israel and call them African American and Negro and color. Shame on y'all. That's a shame. That's a shame. Because as long as you got the title, Black, African American, Negro, you got no blessing on your block. And read that, Mother E. Read that in Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, 24, 25. Let Mother E read that to show you you got no blessings up under the name of African American, Negro, color, and black life and white life matter. You got no blessings from Yahweh. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, 24, 25, Mother E, what do you say?
The book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 23, 24, and 25.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Exodus, chapter 2. Exodus, chapter 2,
yes,
verse 23, 24, and 25. Verse 23. And it come to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel fighted by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry come up to Yahweh by reason of the bondage. Verse 24. And Yahweh heard their groaning. And Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel. Verse 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
Who did
Yahweh
have respect on, Mother?
The children of Israel.
He got no respect for African American, Negro, and color. As long as you African American, Black, Hebrew, color, you have no respect for Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, because them right there is going to keep you cut off and keep you in the condition you in today. But if you ever have your picture to show where you at in the Bible, don't say, well, we in there. Where are we in? What is our name in there? Where is our name in the Bible, Mr. Preacher? Who are we in the Bible? Make him come clean. You know how you make him come clean? You hold back them tithes, free will offers, and donations. And put them where they're supposed to go in to learn something. So, now we find out one thing, that the children of Israel, you put the blessing on them. You got no blessing for African Americans, Negro, and color. So, you're teaching our Black History Month, it ain't no blessing into that. Now, let's go ahead. Now, mother, we have Israel. And on to verse Samuel, I mean, in the book of Judges, 18. We want to get another witness on how you're supposed to operate. So remember, let the verse tell it. Then you talk after you read something. You ain't read them, don't talk. Simple as that. You ain't read them while you talk. What verse you on? We're going to Judges chapter 18. And we're going to look at verse number 29. Judges chapter 18, verse 29.
Judges chapter 18, verse 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, who was born into Israel.
Thank you. Right there. See, you call the name of your land after your father. Dan father is Israel. So whenever you migrate, you bring your name with you, and the leopard can't change the skin of the Ethiopian color. So you bring your color with you, your skin, and you bring your name with you wherever you go to a land. You got that? So when a man calls out his land, it got to identify with his name. Keep that in your mind. It got to identify with his name. Now, we're going back. With that understanding, let's go back to the Negro question part number 6. Remember, this is 7 bashes. You go on your computer and you look up the comments and you want to order the 6, 1 through 7. You want to have all these books. And after you get that preacher, your tithe free will often not give him a set of these books and see what he's. See how happy he gets if you give him 17 books. Give him 3 of these books in here. And I'm going to, and next time I even use the word African American Negro, I'm going to take my slip off and slap inside your ear with it. But that misleads the piece. Now, so we finally come back to the white eyes. They talk among themselves. And we come on back to
page 25.
Piggyback around by the seed of what? The seed. Volume 6, page 24. Pick it around by that, the seed of the what?
Okay, we're going back to the Negro question part 6 on page 24. In the middle of the chapter, it reads, the seed of the black family was deported into the Americas. Some of the deported black Europeans came as indentured servants and some as convicts. Yeah. The seed of the black families of the 13th colony already in North America where the deportees arrived.
Now, let me say, the 13 founding fathers of the place called America now. They had 13 black colonies already over here. So the one that was in, it was around this time was a family. Now, let's say what family was there when the 13 colonies were still. Let's go back to the Negro question part. Let's go back to this part, folks. Let's show you how you just walk something down. You want to walk them down by going to page number 6. And we're going to stick with the professor. What did the professor say on page 6? Professor, what is his name again? What his name according to, you see, I'm sorry on both sides of his name. That means big dignitary. What did big dignitary say? Remember, he talking to white eyes. He ain't talking to you at all. He talking to white eyes. And he'll introduce himself and see what he say. What he say?
All right. We're going over to the book of the Negro Question, Part 4, The Missing Link. So we're going to pick it up on page 6.
Yeah.
Starting at the professor.
Yes.
Professor Boyd Duncan.
Yes.
Professor of Theology,
mm-hmm.
Manchester University, London.
Wow.
1879.
Look at him trying to
Professor Boyd Duncan.
Yes.
Professor of Theology,
yes.
Manchester University, London.
Mount Seir. He was cave dwelling. Huh? That where they from. They done beat you down with Christianity all over the place, and you would say they from Europe. No. The white eyes said, no, we not. We invaded the land. And that was getting ready to read. Now read why they invaded the land, even tell you the year they did it. They invaded the land, and we're going to even let you know white professors, all the big billionaires, the millionaires, they know this. But they're going to tell you. But we're going to tell you this. Now, let's go back to them again. Okay, keep reading a little bit more
over here. All right. It says, the white English invaded the land in 449 A.D.
Watch this.
Our fathers were a warlike people.
Wait a minute. You really mean I thought we were Christian-loving people? They are what kind of people?
A warlike people.
This is exactly like themselves. And you will deal with them now and they tell you themselves that our fathers is what kind of people?
A warlike people.
A warlike people. And that was prophesied in 38 chapter of Genesis. He said Esau. We're not going to read it. 27, 38 to 41. You're going to live your life with a sword. You is a warlike people. It was already prophesied by your father, Isaac. What kind of man you going to be? You're going to be a sword man. Now here go the descendants of Esau and his five sons saying, look, I don't care how much we skin and grin like a lamb, we are willful Fortnite. We are warlike people. Is that what we're reading? Go ahead and keep reading some about them.
All right. Well, a warlike people who by 607 AD have put the basket west into Wales, Cumberland, Westmoreland, and the highlands of Scotland and Devon. These black people boasted that they were citizens of the Roman Empire.
He said, these black folks were boasting about they were citizens of the Roman Empire. There were a lot of black mixed and born Israelites that was in everything. And that, just like you were Christian now, you were part of this Roman Empire like you are today. You got a lot of blacks today. They are Roman Catholics. They don't know why they're Roman Catholics. It's because they got a big comfortable system. They don't know that this comes back a long way to get far gone. Pray to read.
These black people boasted that they were citizens of the Roman Empire.
Yes.
The wealth of ancient Britain.
But ancient Britain
was possessed before the Romans ever came here.
Okay, go ahead.
These black Vikings or Britons have brought the knowledge of the iron and bronze with them. The iron and the bronze technology will be proven perfectly when I show you the German cases.
Wait a minute. He's talking to white eyes. He's telling them, these people we get ready to liberate. They the one brought all this stuff to land, and we learned from them. But you don't hear that. Then you have, but they, but among the white eyes, they talk among themselves, and they let you know we lying like a rug now about the people. You know it. I don't know how long that line will keep up. So later, somebody's going to crack the code and sort of bring up what we told our forefathers and they go to right here. You read.
All right. Have bought the knowledge of iron and bronze with them. The iron and bronze technology will be proven perfectly when I show you the German case. These
people. These
people were hurt.
No, these black. Now look over there.
Yeah. These black people. Originated from Iberia.
Originated from Iberia. They came out of Liberia. See, they know your record. You said you from Arkansas somewhere. You woman know you. You just don't know yourself. And these people came from Liberia. Guess what Liberia called today? Portugal and Spain. Portugal and Spain. You see that? They split up Liberia and put Portugal, Spain and Portugal in there in place. But that was one big area. But they chopped it up and claimed the name, and now you're Portugal and Spain. And Spain means Tarsus. So they've taken out Liberia, which means Hebrew, which means evil, the son of Shem. That's the proper breakdown. You got it? Write it down. Man.
Okay. The Peninsula, in our fragments of the old Spanish population.
And they are the old Spanish population. That means one thing. Spanish, we're going to go to the I want to get that 3 more minutes in. And let's go to page 8. We want you to tell your pastor, the next president you get, we're going to take a donation from our ministry, 5,000 members. And we provide you a set book called The Negro Question Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 by Lee Cummings. And we want you and your deacons that's around you read the book now. Put a lesson together and help us for the Almighty can help us. Stop teaching that watered-down Christianity and saying that the Europeans get white folks and they invaded the land in 449 A.D. Watch this. Page number 8. What does it say?
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
The Spanish Kings of England.
No, I'm on page 8.
Negro,
Mr.
Link, right?
I'm in volume 4, on page 8.
All right. Page 8.
Yeah.
I know that this image of a black king